All right, y'all, and welcome back to the CAD podcast. My name is K-Town Chris. We are back to have some fun. We want to give some shout outs. Special thank you to Mr. Al Pete, of course, with Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood. Pink Orchard, of course. Pink Orchard is the place to go to, and y'all already know. Puff Mistress Boutique, of course, in the house. Lit TV, and always the one-stop business shop. He's here shooting in the back and also made this custom jersey for Coach Kim tonight. Okay. All right. Okay. And we're going to go back into it. I'm going to let Miss Ebony take over this mic, and you guys kick off these conversations and fun.
You got it.
All right. All right. Let's get into it. Y'all got, I got notes, but I can't see. I'm losing my 20/20 vision, and I'm being a little delusional about it. I'm not accepting it totally, so I'm still doing this right here because I refuse to wear them glasses. So just act like y'all don't know what's going on. Just act like y'all don't know what's going on. No, I'm serious though. I'm gonna get some glasses, y'all. I promise. So let's get into this dating segment a little bit. So like I said, I'm just getting back into the dating game, and I'm 48. It's okay, y'all can tell me I don't look like I'm 48.
You look good, girl. You look good.
Thank you, girl. Oh, thank you, girl. Thank you. Okay. And it's really been really strange for me. Like, I got on a little dating site. Y'all on a dating site? Anybody? Yeah. Who on a dating site? Anybody? Oh. Don't be ashamed. It's okay. It's really weird. It's like, it's topsy-turvy world. And I don't really know how to exist as a 48-year-old out here in the street. You know, because you be excited about your divorce. I mean, I know I would.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be excited. Too. You'd be like, okay, it's been 12 years. I've been in here. I'm about to get out of here. It's weird. I don't know if I want to be out here, but it's okay. So we're going to talk about what's going on out here and try to address it. I don't know, be real honest about it. Because I think that a lot of the things that are happening is it's a communication breakdown between multiple levels. Right? Mm-hmm. So for women, we're complaining about the dudes, but we're getting our information from other women. And mm-hmm. the dudes is complaining mm-hmm. about the women, but they're getting their information from other dudes. Now, you know good and well, when you talking to your dudes, you leaving out some shit, ain't you?
Just a little
you
bit.
You leaving out some shit, ain't you? You ain't telling your dude about you letting her put your finger, her finger in your booty.
There you go. There you go.
Leaving that type of there shit you out. You know what I'm saying? And when you're talking to your girls, you ain't telling them about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're not getting the right information because you ain't talking to the right people. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is angry. Mm. Listen, baby, your baby daddy did that. He didn't do it.
Nope. Right.
Your baby mama did that. They didn't do it. Right. You castrating all of the, you castrating the whole community based off you being angry at the person that did it to you.
Come through.
And that's how you live in.
Yes.
And that's all you see. Everybody's just so mad and angry all the time. I'm like, why, sis? I didn't do it. Hurt. Oh, and that's where it's coming from. But that's where it's all coming from. And we process hurt differently. And especially, I don't really like gender roles too much, but it does play a part. We are different. You know, we process things different.
Yes.
Men are programmed not to reveal their emotions. They're programmed mm-hmm. to suppress it. They're not programmed to, you know, really. So they have to walk around with all that repression. Mm. We're taught to evoke ours. Not, I don't know if it's mm-hmm. taught, but we're programmed to evoke our emotions. So we're not communicating the same way. And we're not meeting each other on the same level. And I think if we start having more honest conversations about what we're experiencing, mm-hmm. then it would make the journey a little better. And to understand it a little better. It's okay for a man to be emotional, and it's okay for a woman not to be. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be constrained to those gender roles. I'm more dude-like, if that's the thing. You know what I mean? If that don't make me less of a... I've been called unladylike all my life. How the fuck can I be unladylike when I'm a lady?
Come through.
I'm a lady. It's impossible for me to be a lady. Like, I'm just not the lady... as defined by society.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm not that lady,
no.
But I'm still a lady. I can't not be. You just have to accept who I am when you're dating me and not bring all your past experiences in when you date me. You see what I'm saying? That's it. Mm-hmm. If you could just park some of that. Now, that don't mean forget it. I can't forget my experiences. You learn from them, but that don't mean you bring it into your new situations.
Correct.
And I think that's the, you know, part of the issues that we're having with dating. We're not communicating properly. Yeah. And that's the issue that we have, period. Communication is key. The amount of stuff that we walk around with just because we won't have the communication based off ego, pride, all that shit, let it go. You can literally probably be happy right now if you just had that one conversation you've been avoiding.
Right.
That one conversation based off ego that you've been avoiding. Just say it. Just be vulnerable. And if you get hurt, then you get hurt. You survive. You keep it moving, and you find somebody else. That's what the fuck you do.
Exactly.
Period. So let's talk about it. So I'm going to get into this first story. Ooh. This story is very interesting. This young lady isn't here yet, but I'm going to get into it. Wait, keep me on time, girl, because I can talk.
You need to sit down or you want to talk?
I don't know. I think I want to talk. I might need to sit down on this one, because
you want to go to that table?
I can sit up here.
Woo!
Hello, girl.
Hey. Okay. Well, Puff, it ain't ghetto that a brother shows some chivalry.
There we go.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Make you feel like a girl.
Yes.
Now, chivalry ain't dead. This dude took me out last night. He came to my door. I said, ooh, you make me feel like a girl. Thank you.
Especially a woman.
You make me feel like a girl. Okay, I left my notes over there. Because y'all, listen, I struggle to see them, but. Okay, y'all, I'm going to say this story from memory because I ain't, honey, I can't forget this.
Oh, this must be good.
I'm going to swallow a little bit. Okay, so the story that I got, we're going to talk about. So, homegirl, we're just going to call her homegirl. Homegirl is, she's single, okay? She upstairs with one of her booty call people. Having a good time, minding her business in her house.
Okay.
Preference, because she grown. Now, oh, let me say this before I finish. I am a very unbiased person, okay? Please do not think because I'm a woman that I'm going to agree with you. If you are wrong, I don't give a shit if you my mama. Wrong is wrong. I can love you and still tell you you're wrong. I can trust you and still tell you you're fucking wrong. Yeah. That's who I am. I'm that friend you call for that.
That's so, a real friend.
Just know that it's going to be unbiased always. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Okay. She's upstairs with her booty. One booty call dude. Second booty dude, other booty call dude shows up. Now, ain't nobody tell him to show up nowhere. He ain't call. He ain't text. He shows up. Her house, her bills. I just want to preface that.
Right.
She upstairs with the other dude. He shows up, knocks on the door. She goes downstairs because she don't know who it is because ain't nobody text or called her. I'm keep saying that.
She stopped what she was doing? Hold on.
No, I'm going to get to that. Don't worry about it. I know, but I know where you're going.
Okay.
She didn't have the finger up his butt yet.
She sent me a video of her of me telling me this. I kept stopping it because I kept going, wait. So he, I was like, no, let me finish listening. Don't just finish listening.
Okay. So
she's, you know, goes downstairs all sweaty, hot and sweaty, because she was doing calisthenics. Goes downstairs, answers the door. She's like, goes outside, closes the door, left him up there. She goes, hey, what's up? What's going on? So he's like, oh, I just stopped by. You know, why you all sweaty? What you doing? She said, I've been exercising. What's up?
Minding my business.
So he's like, okay, so, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. They're chatting up. She's like, well, why, you ain't text me? What's going on? So other dude decides he wants to come on downstairs.
Right.
Ain't nobody tell your ass to come downstairs either.
Nobody minding their business.
Ain't nobody minding their business. Anybody tell you to come downstairs. He come downstairs, no shirt on, standing at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Like
he paying bills in this bitch too. I told you to stay in the room, dude. So he comes downstairs. He's like, what's going on? She's like, okay, I got this. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, okay, well, blah, 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 blah. He's like, oh, so you up here fucking blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is my house.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'll tell you what. So she told dude, hey, you going back in the house because I got this. You didn't call or text. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you to go ahead and go home.
Yeah.
And you just let me know, you know, or you ain't got to let me know. Right. It's up to you, but just I'm going back upstairs. So she dismissed him and went and finished her business.
Okay.
Okay. Now, caveat to that, she sent her second message was, That was a while ago. She said, today, my decision would have been not to go downstairs at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what say you? What do you do if you are in that situation? Do you answer the door? What do you do?
I don't answer the door. And in my family, we got a saying, mind your dirty black business and do you. So I wouldn't go answer the door.
I'm like, well, I mean, how good was it that she stopped and went downstairs to go open the door? Like, I'm confused because in between.
She might need to catch her breath.
But in between, she shouldn't even have the energy to get up.
She probably was like surprised and didn't know
who
it was.
Who stopped to go to open the door? I don't open the door if I'm doing nothing but watching TV, so I definitely wouldn't stop what I was doing to go open the door. She lost me at that one.
She's going to get her nut first.
See, I'm watching Netflix.
That is what
I'm
I
on
heard.
Netflix and chill.
That's
right
what
now.
I heard.
No.
I think I have. So when I was young, because this happened to me before.
Woo!
This happened to me before.
Pray tell.
Yes.
Pray tell.
So my crazy ex-husband, we separated, and I feel like separation means I can date because I'm out of my business.
Minding your dirty black business.
My dirty black business. And so he decided that he want to come around my house, and now he want to bam on windows and shit.
Not bam on windows.
Because now he's knocking, I'm not answering, because I don't want no trouble between the two men. But now you bamming on windows and blowing up the phone, so now I'm going outside not to really worry about what he doing here. Now I'm ready to fight. Because I'm from Jacksonville. I'm ready to slap the shit out of him. But now at my age, now I understand, like Kim said, mind your business and stay upstairs in your room. Stay upstairs in your room. Let them act a fool out there.
You, I'm about to come back and give you some more. Why you down
right.
here?
Exactly.
You want to fight right now?
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting you no more after your fight.
Right.
Don't forget that CA.
What say you?
Man.
What
say you? Man.
That was easy and quick. Right.
So you said from the man perspective, the other guy who came out the room,
yeah.
He should have never came out the room.
And she should, what do you think she should have done?
Everybody stay upstairs.
So y'all know I got to ask my boy CA. So you don't feel like you need to come out the room and be like, what the hell is going on?
Nope.
Okay.
So it's not
your
job
like she's
to protect her?
What if she's threatened? What do you feel like she's under threat?
If I hear a scream or something like that, then, you know, I might park.
Park?
You know, park. And I might throw, you know, my slippers on and my, hey, you good?
You don't take the time to throw the slippers on.
You know, but like I said, it's not
she's
my
dead.
House.
So let me ask you this, CA. Is that based on the type of, like, if it's just a booty call, that's how you feel about it, versus if it was... Your woman.
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
good question.
Booty call, it's a booty call.
Booty call. I'm jumping.
I ain't going downstairs.
I'm jumping at the window.
Your spouse, significant other. Yeah, I'm going downstairs. Like, hey, what the fuck going on?
Right.
Okay.
You going first, right?
Yeah. He might say, "Don't even go." Yeah. Where you going, yo? Right. I'm going downstairs.
Right. Yeah.
The first question was gonna be who the fuck knocking on the door?
Thank that part.
Thank you. That's my first question. I ain't expecting no back. My mama.
No, my mama can shit. She can pop up.
Everybody but my mama can't pop up my house.
But my mama know I'm with you, so she ain't coming.
And my mama gonna call first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hold on. Okay, so we're about to go to commercial break. Ain't no commercials, but we're gonna get there, y'all. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. That's manifestation right there. That's manifestation right there. That's what we do.
So if you need a commercial.
Yes, if you need a commercial, holler at us. Because listen, don't be trying to come after we blow up. Don't be trying to do that. Because the price is gonna be higher.
Yes.
There you go. And we'll be right back.
So that means get with Coach Kim if you need that commercial, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.